From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California prison inmates are claiming victory as they end their hunger strike after 2 months. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, it doesn't appear the State Corrections Department has made any changes in response.
Top Democratic lawmakers have promised to hold hearings on the state prison system's solitary confinement practices. And that's what the hunger strikers and their supporters are pointing to as proof the strike has made a difference. Barbara Becknell is a member of the strikers' mediation team.
We have to ensure that the system and the conditions do in fact change, and that they change sooner, not later, that they change now, not tomorrow.
But Dana Seamus with the State Corrections Department says it's not possible to close the solitary confinement unit, known as the SHU, and she couldn't name a single change the state has made in response to the strike that hadn't already been made before it began.
We're still a correctional department, and we have to maintain public safety. That's number one. And we can't budge if safety is at risk.
Seamus says 100 inmates were participating when the strike came to an end. At its peak, she says, the strikers numbered 12,000. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Latinos make up nearly 40% of California's population, but new data shows a gap between how well they are represented at the state and at the local level. Mike Madrid is with Grassroots Lab, the consulting firm that generated the data. He says about a third of the elected officials in the state legislature are Latino, but of the roughly 2,600 mayors and city council members in California, only about 10% are Latino.
We found that Latino elected officials increasingly are either labor union activists and or legislative staffers, sometimes both, and utilize those connections to help them get elected to the state legislature.
The data also showed Democrats predominate in state offices. Republicans are gaining